the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila ending up the
week. We're in the corral.
Exactly.
I don't know why we call the Craigslist corral. It doesn't make any sense because the corral is where you keep animals.
Because we're all animals when you break it down. We're all looking for sex on Craigslist.
By
like
the way,
animals.
Separate from our show, whatever.
What?
Craigslist is in the news this week or the last couple weeks because this little 19, I think she's 20 years old now, around there somewhere. 20-year-old girl and her husband, her newlywed husband, murdered a man that they met on Craigslist. So they put it in personal ad.
Was she hot?
No, she's kind of weird looking. I mean, I wouldn't call her ugly, but she's kind of like gothy looking. And
it might be kind of hot.
I'll show you later.
All
right. So anyways, she put an ad in like, we're looking for companionship. So like, she picks a dude up in her car. They start driving. All of a sudden, she takes a knife out and starts stabbing him. And then her husband comes out from under a blanket in the back seat, Mark style, because Mark did pull that trick one time.
I stabbed a couple people like that, yeah.
No, one time we picked up my girlfriend in a car. And
well, at the time, you were famous for having your car filled with shit.
Bottles and fast food bags.
Newspapers. Nothing but junk. So I climbed in the back seat, and I just covered myself with trash. And then she gets in, and she's like, oh, I thought Mark was going to be here. And you're like, No, it turns out he was busy. And I just
busy.
I know, good one. It's funny she fell for that one. How unlikely that was. But I must have sat there. Well, not sat, but I laid in.
It was
in
a good
the
10 minutes.
Maybe longer, 15 maybe, for a while. Until eventually
What was she talking? Was she just yapping about stuff?
Yeah, she just, you know, girl shit, just talking about nothing.
She was a talker. She talked a lot.
And just eventually I just like just got up and reached up and just grabbed her like a monster from
a
movie.
She's like, cut it out. So she thought I did.
Yeah, she thought it. Well, I started grabbing her titty and squeezing her nipples.
No, I think you just like touched her shoulder or something.
Yeah, well, you know, I just reached back. That's good. It's a good prank.
It's funny because I remember you get up and all the garbage like fell off of you.
That's how much garbage you had. A human body could hide back there.
Anyhow, so underneath the blanket was her husband, and he had like a cord, like an extension cord, and started strangling the dude. Then they just dropped the body off somewhere.
Sounds like fun, I guess.
Then they went to the store and bought some cleaning supplies, and she couldn't get all the blood off. So they're on camera getting cleaning supplies. They're on, you know, the last number he dialed was her phone number.
On camera asking the guy to register, what did you have anything to clean up blood? Because yeah. I killed this dude from Craigslist earlier.
So then she gets arrested because they bungled the whole thing. They're both getting arrested. She gets interviewed by some reporter and says, yeah, you know what? That wasn't the first time I ever killed. I've been in a satanic cult since I was 13 years old, and I've been killing people ever since. I stopped counting at 22, but it's probably well over 100 by now. Mainly in Alaska, but also in Texas and Carolina.
You know, there's not that many people in Alaska either. She might have killed half the population of Alaska.
So all of a sudden, all these people, all these victims' families are fucking coming out of the woodwork, which I know that they have rights and shit, but victims' families are the most annoying people on earth.
Well,
they just whine and complain.
But you don't really
feel so entitled.
You don't really know if that lady killed any of them just because they went missing.
So then they're fucking browbeating the local authorities. Like, come on, did she kill my family member? It's like, listen, I know you need this hope, but guess what? Clearly she's deranged.
Plus, how would she know who she killed?
And they couldn't get away with one fucking murder. You think they can get away with 100?
Yeah, she's probably just a crazy person. Well, I mean, obviously she's a crazy person, but the idea of her being some criminal mastermind out murdering people across the country, probably just mostly fiction.
Yeah, and plus the Satanists said, we have nothing to do with her. She's not part of the cult. We are a peaceful cult.
I know. You know what? This because, I'm a Satanist, all of a sudden I'm evil and I'm sacrificing shit. Everything's bullshit.
Yeah, but the law offices are saying, it doesn't seem like that's true.
Yeah.
Anyways, on to Craigslist Corral.
On to happier news.
We are heading down to Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
My hometown.
College town.
Is it?
Yep. Huh. And we're talking about Miss Connections, which is a favorite.
Oh, my God. That Miss Connections. I mean, listen, Losers frequent Craigslist, but a special breed of loser goes to the missed connection.
It's an exercise
section.
In futility because no one's answering this shit. The chances of one of you ever made eye contact with a girl somewhere and go, you know what? I think we felt the connection. I'm going to go check out Craigslist, see if she wrote anything.
Or I'm going to write something hoping that she sees it.
Wouldn't you have to check it like every fucking day unless you stayed home all day?
You know what? Go to the store tomorrow, and if you make eye contact with somebody, you say, hey, tomorrow, check out Miss Connections. There's going to be something there for you.
Why don't you just ask me out now?
No. It's better. It's better
this
way.
That's how we do things around here, okay? All right.
You're new. I'll give you a break.
Male for woman, 26. Publix on 69 South. That's a route. That's a street. Hi.
All right.
That's it. No. Hi. I just left the store a little before 9 p.m. tonight, and I've been astonished with how stupid I am.
You idiot. You're so stupid. Oh my
Feel
God.
Free to laugh at me mercilessly. I went in to pick a couple of things. For some reason, that ended up being condiments and like three boxes of crackers.
That's what I like.
You helped bag them up front and asked if I needed any help.
You need help with these crackers?
Now, me being a clueless idiot, I asked you to repeat that since there's no way anyone would need to help me with two bags full of crackers, which is true.
I know.
You need help? You need a hand taking that out to your car?
I got some bungee cord in the back if you need me to strap that down.
Yeah, because some of those boxes say, like, you know, get a partner or whatever.
Yeah, that is true. That's a team lift item right there. Yeah.
You did repeat it, and I declined because, once again, what the fuck would I need help carrying crackers around, you know? Once again, I might actually be the dumbest man to ever live. Anyway, I hope to hear from you.
Oh, this is a male for male. Male on male crime?
No, male for women.
Oh, the girl asked the guy?
About the crackers. Well, do you need any help? I guess you worked at the store.
Oh, I thought it was reverse. I thought, never mind. I don't
know. Either way, I guess it seems like she was a new one, but maybe she's stupid. Like,
or maybe she just, you know, having fun. She didn't want to ask the dude out. She didn't want to blow him in his car. She's just having fun. Do you need help? That's funny. That's a joke. Obviously, you don't need help.
Aren't you against that?
Having fun?
Girls talking to you like that if they're not interested? As a rule, wouldn't you like if your girl's not interested, wouldn't you like her to like be
not
mean
even,
to you?
She doesn't need to be mean to me. She doesn't need to fucking talk to me. That is true. Because guys take any interaction with a woman as interest on their part.
And girls,
so please don't
you'll
fucking
tell a girl,
talk.
Like, shit, that guy's into you. Like, well, no, he was just being nice. No, he wasn't.
No, guys aren't nice. Because in our shoes, when we're nice to a chick, is because we're interested. So when a girl's nice to us, we assume they're
idiots.
Interested.
We project our shit onto you. Like, well, she must be.
So listen, don't be fucking nice to me.
She's probably jerking off to me right now.
Yeah. She's imagining she has a penis.
Mm-hmm. Next up, red hair outside Barnes & Noble Friday.
Oh, reader, eh? Okay.
Saw you walking outside B&N on Friday afternoon. You wore a black shirt that said love on it. You had a black skirt and sandals.
Skirt with sandals?
No,
I don't know.
I mean, it's Alabama. They're not so sophisticated. Just want to say how beautiful I thought you were. If you see this, let me know what you...
I just want to say how beautiful I thought you were in your sandals and your skirt.
And your shirt says love. I'm surprised you could even read.
Lovey?
If you see this, let me know what was on your back.
None of your fucking business. What was on my back?
That's how you know this is really hard, because you'll have when you put these in, you're gonna have a million people go, it was me.
please come fuck me. It was me with the backpack and the skirt and sandals. Please. Nope. What's the password? You're not fooling me.
Alright. Seeking Karen Nichols Campbell, male for woman, Alabama.
That's a long title.
It's been a long time. A lot of years. Hope you're doing well. I'd love to hear from you soon, Bob.
I'm all right.
He's just throwing a line out there. Let's see. You know, he's like a fisherman who throws a line in the water, ties his pole to a tree, and then goes home. Like, I'll come back in a couple weeks, see what happens.
Yeah, you never know. Might be a dead fish on the line by the time I come back.
True. Well, they have to eat what was on the hook, I guess.
Yeah, none of it's fucking rotted away. Gotta go eat to get that shit fresh.
Next up, Earthbound Trading. I don't know what this means.
I'm on my way to Earth.
Thursday, February 6th, around 8:30 p.m. We need
the exact time.
We need the Law and Order music. Dun, dun.
I need latitude and longitude too. Get a little more specific.
I came into the store you were working at and I asked you, what is the primary smell? What is that primary smell? Can you tell me what your answer was? By the way, you're out of that scent. I really wanted some.
Like a, is that like a candle store, perfume store?
I walked around the store. I walked around the store a bit, looking for something to buy, so I would have another chance to talk to you. While I was looking, you told me about a deal. All our blank are buy one get one free. Can you tell me what the deal is for? Oh my god, this guy's got a fucking quiz going on here.
Yeah,
fill in the blanks. I got one of those items and checked out. I thought you were very attractive and you seemed unique and authentic because you worked at Earthbound Trading, whatever the fuck that is. You seemed like someone who would say what they meant despite what anyone else thought. I know that's a lot of thought for less than 10 minutes of social interaction, but what can I say? You struck a nerve. I hope you find this and want to respond.
Or go back to the fucking store. I don't think she quit that day. I mean, she may have, but I mean, odds are she's still there.
True. All right. Let's end the show with Mark's choice.
Lady's choice, yes.
Rainy Sunday at River Park. Best Buy. Waitress at BWW last week. Vet Clinic. Waffle House. Man, they have some really classy places that they're doing this from. You know, none of them are like at the, you know, whatever.
My fine dining establishment. At the country club.
You flattered me as I repaired your vehicle. Looking for Tiffany, Cracker Barrel. I mean, any, pretty much Kim and the Hummer.
Oh, I could use a Hummer. All right.
Or the skating rink. Basically, any like shitty like consumer place type place. You know, any kind of store, Walmart. You know, that's what they call. Anyways, choose one.
Give me the Cracker Barrel. I can go for a bite to eat.
You work at the Cracker Barrel.
You're right.
Roaming around Sunday morning, you greeted me, and I could see you checking me out. You looked at me and smiled every time you passed and spoke as I was leaving.
Or you thought I was trying to steal something or up to no good, so you're keeping an eye on me.
You know, that guy who bought crackers, he should go to the Cracker Barrel.
Ooh.
That'd be an interesting first day with him and that girl if they ever meet up again.
I know you're sick of seeing crackers all day because you deal with them at work constantly, but let's go to the Cracker Barrel.
I should work at the cracker store.
Yeah.
My wife noticed as well. Big seller. She's dying for me to seduce you.
Threesome, eh?
If you are her, tell me what you are wearing and describe me.
Hey,
I hope this works as you are stunning.
Me and my wife think you're really hot. Do you want to come home with us and fuck us? Or just one of us and the other will watch? Hopefully me doing the fucking? Because that's kind of my thing.
There is one in Walmart. Wait, what do you know?
Yeah, go to it real quick.
Alabaster Walmart. This is in Alabaster, Alabama.
I thought we were in Alabama, Alabama.
No, because that's really Tuscaloosa, they said. Nearby places.
Yeah, okay.
We walked in at, this is Alabama Walmart, male for a woman, Alabaster. We walked in at the same time on February 21st at 10:45 p.m. And I ended up behind you in line.
Staring at your ass.
You had long
all
red
day.
Hair and it was in a ponytail. And you had a plaid shirt on and wore glasses. Is this Al Borland? I saw what you were buying. If you think it's you, tell me three things.
I saw what you were buying. Conditioner.
These things are a waste of time. I don't understand.
Yes, yes.
There's no way I'd even fucking... I guarantee 98%, 99.9% of the time the other person wasn't even fucking aware that you were even there.
I know. No one notices anyone.
You know how many people, normal people, make eye contact with on a daily basis?
Yeah, and especially...
Not everyone avoids eye contact like me.
Especially if you're the help. If you're working at a store and you're working the register...
You forget it.
You're seeing 1,000 people that day, and no one's really standing out. You say, you kind of like train yourself to say, hello, how are you doing? Oh, good.
You'd think that, but remember when you and I stood in line to see Adam Carolla a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
And we went to a show. Okay, so we would stand in line and get our his drink autographed.
We bought his alcoholic beverage. Mangria. We stood in line for that, got it autographed. And then went and saw a show. Then after the show, we thought, let's go get a picture with him again.
I really wanted to get a picture with Allison Rose and his sidekick, which I did. But anyways, so we're in line. I go, hey, you think he's going to remember us? Because we're the second time we're getting his picture in like the last 3 hours. And you're like, he's not going to remember us. There's like 200 people in line. We get up there. What did he say?
He said, you two again. Got a lot of nerves showing your face around here.
I like your gumption, though.
It's something like that, yeah.
That's exactly what he said.
He's a good man.
So he remembered, and I was right. I'm like, I think he's going to remember. Because I think that you and I are together, we're very memorable, because it's like one tall, skinny guy, and then a shorter...
Fucking say it. Say it, you piece guy. Of shit. Fucking...
A shorter, husky man.
You're going to get a fucking
punch. The backward hat and a leather jacket. Two guys wearing... Well, I was wearing faux leather, and you were wearing leather jacket.
Yeah.
Big cock sticking on their pants. We're very memorable.
That is true. That
so anyways,
true.
I think that cashiers do remember people, and I would always remember. Knew the same, if it was the same customer. Like, yeah, it's his personal.
You again.
When I worked at the convenience store, I remember the same girl used to come in all the time to get cigarettes.
Yeah, she's my wife today.
I always thought about asking her out, and then I didn't.
Well, you're a pussy. Anyway, honchowhiskids.com. That's enough, man. Week's over, buddy. Finally.
And by the way, if you're working at a convenience store and you ask the girl out, that's cool, because she's embarrassed and says no.
She can never come back
again.
Yeah,
she'll avoid you. You ask the girl out at a place you have to go, like, you go to that one all the time, like, shit, I gotta go to get gas somewhere else.
Oh, wait, you know what's a good trick? If you work at a gas station, ask everyone who comes in out. That way, you never have to work again. The boss comes in, like, what the fuck is going on here? We haven't had a customer in like a week. Like, I don't know. No one comes here anymore. I don't know.
Hey, Jerry. Hey, what are you doing tonight? You want to go out on a date?
No, he's not showing up anymore. He just calls you. Listen.
Well, I guess there's got to be man customers.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, what's up? I'm just getting some gas. Do you want to go out tonight?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Maybe, you know, maybe jerk each other off?
Well, I never.
Slide the door.
Wait till your mother hears about this.
That's it. No more customers for me. Sit right back.
All right. HotshotWizKids.com. Go to the website. Check out our YouTube page.
They know.
Yeah, it's on there, man. Facebook, Twitter. Tell a friend. All right. See you next week.